Tina Smith was a former chief of staff to Minnesota Governor Mark Dayton, and she is the 48th and the current lieutenant governor of Minnesota since 2015. She joins us now on 91.7 KAXE, 90.5 KBXE. Thanks for being with us today. It's good to talk to you again.
Well, thank you. It's good to talk with you, too. I'm only sorry I'm not in Grand Rapids to talk with you in person.
Well, it's a little cold, a little too below, but, you know, it's still beautiful on the banks of the Mississippi here, so...
Absolutely.
Well, I'm glad to talk to you today because I want to talk about some of the things that really affect those of us who live in rural areas, especially northern Minnesota. I wonder if we can talk about childcare. I was with a group of women yesterday, and this was a big topic for them about affordable childcare. And in a rural area, it's difficult just finding childcare in general. And I wonder your thoughts on the topic.
It is such a huge issue. I've talked to so many women and families that are struggling with this issue. And as people tell me about it, the story is really common. You have not enough opportunities for childcare, especially for little kids. You have families where both the mothers and the fathers are working. And so what you end up with are families that are just driving miles and miles and miles to get to a good situation for child care. And I'm really looking hard for options that are going to provide the real early learning that they want for their kids. And so we have been really focusing on this a lot and trying to come up with some solutions that can help people, especially in greater Minnesota. And one of the things that we're doing, which I think will be helpful, because so the problem is both access to good child care and also making sure that it's affordable because, gosh, it's not uncommon for it to cost a family up to $10,000 a year for good child care, more than sending your baby to the University of Minnesota. So what we've been looking at is a couple of things. One, we have found great support for expanding preschool options in public schools, because a lot of families are kind of building their lives around what's happening in the public schools. Their older kids are going there, and so there's been great support for that, and we have did a good expansion of that last year. But then the other thing we've been working on is providing tax credits for families to help make childcare more affordable. And we have that in the governor's tax bill this year, and I'm really hoping that we'll get some good bipartisan support for that.
Let's move on to another topic really important to us here, and that is broadband. You know, that word doesn't always express how important something like broadband is. It's not something that a lot of people know about, and it's really about equality and how when you don't live in a city, there are just a lot of things you can't do if you don't have that kind of reliable connection to the internet, including work and school and all kinds of things like that.
That's just exactly right. If you're not connected if you don't have high-speed, affordable connections to the internet through broadband, then you're basically not connected to the rest of the world. And it's just fundamentally not fair that 20% of the households in greater Minnesota don't have connections at the speeds that allow them to get their work done, to compete, to get their homework done. And so broadband isn't just a nice-to-have thing. It's just as necessary as electricity or water. And so we put a huge emphasis on this. And again, this is something that I think we've seen bipartisan support for. We're proposing another investment in broadband in the governor's budget this year. And maybe a month or so ago, we just announced some new grants. These are public-private partnerships, and including some grants in the Grand Rapids area, Itasca County, Hubbard and Becker County, to help expand broadband, working with local providers. One of them is working with Paul Bunyan Communications, and that's going to be just helping to get that last mile of internet connection, kind of internet pipe to households and schools and families that really need it.
We are talking today with Lieutenant Governor Tina Smith about some of the things that she and Governor Mark Dayton are working on, proposals. You talked about some of these topics have bipartisan support. Some don't. You know, when you hear people saying the need to talk across the aisle to people of other parties, how do you approach that? Is that a difficult thing to do?
Well, I think that our politics these days have been so, you know, we get so polarized. But I think our politics are polarized, but people, I think, are not nearly as polarized as the politics of it. And for me, I think it just comes down to really listening to people and trying to find common ground. And I'm always optimistic about that. I mean, there are just some places where we don't agree. There are differences in principles, and that, you know, we have to accept that. I'm not a Pollyanna about it, but we have to, I think, all work really hard to find that common ground. And I think there's this sort of constant campaigning that happens, and there's a big difference between governing and campaigning. And you have to kind of put the campaign rhetoric aside and get down to business, because people just want us to get her done.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about another issue that's very important to you, and that has to do with agricultural land and property tax relief. Tell us what you're working on with that.
We have proposed a tax credit for agricultural land that will make it, it just has multiple benefits. This essentially deals with the problem that we have in a lot of greater Minnesota school districts, where a lot of the property values, a lot of the property taxes are raised from farmland or other natural, you know, productive natural resources land, including forest land. And the property tax burden for school levies just falls really heavily on that farmland. And that's just not fair, and it makes it really hard to get those school levies passed. And so what we proposed is a tax credit so that all of that burden doesn't fall on farmland, and the school districts then, with the help of the state, with the partnership of the state, get those dollars instead of the farmland having to contribute those dollars to the school district. And again, this is something that has bipartisan support. It was in the tax bill last year, and we really hope we can get it passed this year. I think it'll be a great benefit for school districts and farm country landowners.
And as you said, so the land values and property taxes have gone up quite a bit, haven't they, for agricultural land?
They have. There's really kind of this perfect storm that's happening in farm country in Minnesota, where commodity prices are low, land values are still high, and property tax values have gone up. I think they've gone up over 100, almost 115% over the last 10 years. So that takes a big bite out of your family income when you are trying to figure out how to pay those, pay those property taxes. And the problem then is that it gets harder to pass those local school referenda, not because the people who own that land don't want to support their public schools, but just because they have to really deal with the affordability of it. This would help that and make it more affordable.
Well, before we go, I'm always curious when I get a chance to talk with our elected officials in Minnesota. You know, you are holding office as lieutenant governor. How did you always know you wanted to run for office? Were there people along the way that kind of pushed you to do this?
Well, it's so funny. I never actually thought that I wanted to hold elected office. I've been working in public service for quite a few years, but I started out in business and had my own business and worked for General Mills, actually. So this was not kind of the thing that I always imagined myself doing. But when Governor Dayton asked me to consider serving as his lieutenant governor, I gave it a lot of thought, and I actually talked with my friend and mentor, Vice President Mondale, who gave me great advice about what this role was, and it helped me to realize that it was just another opportunity to be of service. And it's been a wonderful job. I love it so much.
I think that's so important for a lot of us to hear, that people who end up in elected office, they all have their story on how they got there. And it's not necessarily that you knew all along the way to do it, but it is service to your community.
Yeah, absolutely. I really feel that way. And, you know, there's a time and place for everything. And I think that I'm really grateful that I have this time to try to help make Minnesota better.
Well, there are lots more issues you're working on, but we appreciate your time today, and we hope to talk to you again in the future.
Well, thank you. I'm delighted to talk with you anytime.